Bernard Henri Levy is not the only one traveling and writing. Dan Snyder is a foreign affairs columnist for the San Jose Mercury News in California, and he's just back from Southeast Asia. He sent us his take on how people there are reacting to this season of U.S. political party conventions.
If Cambodian cab drivers, Thai government officials, or Vietnamese entrepreneurs could vote, John Kerry would win in a landslide. Unfortunately, for Kerry, their votes don't count, even in Florida. But what does count is that millions of people overseas, as I found traveling through Southeast Asia in the past 2 weeks, want Kerry to win in November. They have only a vague idea who John Kerry is or what he stands for. They just don't like the other guy, George W. Bush. Americans don't need others to tell them how to vote. But when the view of American leadership is so universally negative, it means the Bush administration has failed to build the alliances we need to be secure. That was the message I got in Thailand, the Southeast Asian nation that is closest to the United States. Thai troops were among the first from Asia to head to Iraq. The Thai government has been a vital ally in the war on terror, helping track down Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists. Yet even within the ranks of the Thai government, the Bush administration is seen as arrogant and reckless. A senior Thai official, who was educated in America and who had been in the World Trade Center in New York only weeks before the September 11th attack, told me he had enormous sympathy for the United States and for the struggle against the terrorists. Then, he said, the Bush administration went into Iraq. Saddam Hussein may have been a bully, but he was no threat to the United States, he argued. The invasion was a diversion from the real war on terror, he said. Thais also complained that under President Bush, the United States can no longer claim moral leadership in the world. The United States once stood for human rights, said a justice of Thailand's constitutional court, the equivalent of our Supreme Court. But that image has been tarnished by the prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay. This loss of faith in American leadership lends credibility to one of the central themes of the Kerry campaign. But Kerry still needs to make a better case for his election, at home and abroad, than the one made by a Thai security expert. Anybody, she told me, would be an improvement.
The opinions of Dan Snyder, who writes on foreign affairs for the San Jose Mercury News. For a roundup about the Democratic National Convention, that news, opinion, analysis, along with audio of NPR's nightly coverage, visit our website, npr.org.